Good morning. The time is 8:07. It is Friday, August the 2nd of 2024. Beautiful start weather-wise here in downtown Wausau. Plenty of sunshine right now. Temperature stands at 65 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do have up right now our video stream on facebook.com, but we're still having issues. So I would suggest you don't even bother turning it on right now, because the reason it's on is so we can get it fixed, as I have sent out word to our crack technical staff at Civic Media about our issues with our facebook.com video stream. So again, it is running, but I would suggest that you don't listen, because you won't be able to hear me on the stream because of some of the audio issues, and we're having a camera issue and a whole bunch of other issues with it. So we have it up in order to have it fixed. So again, just join us the old-fashioned way, the audio way, on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, our stream at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we will be talking about Chris Conley again. I know maybe some folks are thinking, why are you talking about him? Well, he was back in court yesterday, and the reason is because he has a megaphone here in North Central Wisconsin. People trust him. Those folks that tune in on WSAU Radio. And I am under the impression that trust is something that needs to be earned. And that somebody who gets on the radio and puts out commentaries and lets his voice be heard to thousands of people every day, there is a certain level of trust that needs to be there. And when you are saying one thing and doing another, I think that needs to be called out. And unfortunately, over the last 8, 9, 10 months, there have been actions by Mr. Conley that have not matched the words that you hear on his radio station and his radio programs each and every day, or when you read his commentaries online. A guy that is very sure of himself, that he is always right. I'm not so sure that he's right. In fact, I've said that I don't think he's right many times over the last nearly 2 years on this program. But yesterday he was back in court, and I'll let you know what happened, my impressions on what that means, and just a few other thoughts. Again, as I don't expect you to be, you know, trusting me 100% based on nothing here. You can listen to me. You can take my words under advisement, and hopefully get some supporting evidence that says, hey, maybe he knows what he's talking about. Maybe he's earning a little bit of trust. And it's the same for me as it is for Chris Conley. The only difference is I'm looking at my records here. I do not see that I've been arrested recently. Ian, have I been arrested recently?
No, you have not.
Have I called in and said, hey, I can't make it in because I'm in jail right now?
No.
Okay, good. I want to make sure on that.
So he has said you can't make it because you're on vacation.
Not because I was in jail.
No. Nope.
All right. No, I'm going to talk about that coming up a little bit later on. Also, we're going to be joined in hour number two at 9:20 a.m. by Newman Catholic High School football coach Paul Miklag, as we're getting close to start of high school football. In fact, for 11-player football next week, practice begins. Mm. And we are 3 weeks away from tonight, our first high school football broadcast coming up very, very soon. So, again,
be here before we know it.
I know it, and I'm looking forward to it. 3 weeks from tonight, our first high school football broadcast. 3 weeks from this past Wednesday, our first big high school sports show, and it should be another fantastic year of covering high school sports. And again, as we say all the time, we are very, very, very proud to be
very
the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports. But we'll talk about Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklag as he gets ready to get his Newman Cardinals back on the practice field. And, of course, Newman Catholic, one of the schools that we cover. And you'll be able to hear every one of the Newman Catholic High School football games right here on Bow Falls Radio, along with Wausau West and Marathon during the 2024 season. So Paul Miklag coming up at 9:20 this morning. We've already heard the voice, but let's get the proper introduction to Ian Welsh, our in-studio engineer and producer. Ian, good Friday morning.
Good Friday morning, Chad. It's going to be a hot one
today. It is. And again,
next couple of days will be pretty hot.
And again, for the next few days, we'll be spending lots of time over at the Marathon Park with the Wisconsin Valley Fair. Yesterday, the rains did come. We mentioned there was a chance of some significant rain, but I think there's probably even more rain than we expected, because when I was driving to come and take over from you at 4 p.m. yesterday, it took me a little bit longer because there were folks that actually pulled over. The rain was coming so hard, they decided, well, I can't go any further. I was coming down on Highway 29 and Interstate 39, and folks had their emergency lights on. They were flashing, then pulling over. I was going slowly, but I didn't pull over. I said, I got to get there because I'm expected at Marathon Park to be at our Bull Falls radio booth. But, yesterday it was a very, very wet one. And by the time I got done and I closed down the table with Jorge up to about 8 o'clock, by the time it got later into the evening, the rains had gone away, and there were still folks enjoying the Wisconsin Valley Fair. But I think for the next 3 days, there's really no excuse. The weather will be hot, as you say, but boy, lots of sunshine and a lot of reason to get out
indeed
and enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. It was coming down so hard yesterday that I thought that people who were walking inside the building and going past our booth were just sweaty. And I would go closer, it's like, no, I think they got rained on. And sure enough, I look outside, and it's coming down pretty hard. And then you hear the thunder, and it was so loud. I mean, I'm pretty sure the rain was coming down for like 20 to 30 minutes. It was a lot of rain.
Oh, yeah. It was at least that long. And also, as you said, we had a lot of lightning when I was driving. Actually, there was this lightning bolt that I saw. I was like, whoa, I'm just glad I wasn't there. In fact, I saw that we were, knock on wood, fortunately, our radio station did not have any issues, but I know that you work for Sunrise Broadcasting as well, and I know WJMT out of Merrill had some issues with their transmitter, and they were kind of knocked down last night. I saw a note on Facebook about that, so hopefully they've been able to fix it up. And that's one of the things, whenever I see the lightning, I start thinking, uh-oh, don't hit our transmitter, don't get us knocked off the air, don't cause us problems, because then I'm going to have to make a lot of phone calls and get people that really know what they're doing technically to come over here and try and fix things up. But you're right. I mean, it was an old-fashioned summer thunder boomer.
It did help to cool things off a little bit.
It did.
Though.
It did. And but man, I think for the next few days when we are out at the fair, it's going to be very hot. We're going to be able to be svelte because we'll be sweating off any of the fair food that we do partake in while we're out there. And again, hopefully, if you are out at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, make sure you stop by our table. Ian will be out there from 1 until 4 p.m. Today, and then in the weekend as well. I will be heading out there. I'll be out there by 11 a.m. this morning, be out there for a couple of hours, and then Ian will take over along with Jorge, and then I'll be back after 4 p.m., and hopefully you can stop on by, let your voice be heard in the truth booth as we ask you about some of the nice things that you enjoy here in Central Wisconsin. We'll get you a T-shirt, and we'll get you an opportunity to win some tickets to the Demolition Derby coming on Sunday at the fair, and also a chance to win some overnight passes to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. So, again, not only do you get a chance to say hello and see us in person, we'll hook you up with some nice gifts. And every time we give away a T-shirt, these people like these T-shirts.
They really do, absolutely.
And some folks have T-shirts already, but last year we were giving away the white T-shirts.
Yes.
This year they're the dark brown T-shirts. So you can, if you have a white T-shirt, hey, we can add to your collection with a dark brown T-shirt. So absolutely, it should be a lot of fun coming up again at the fair, and we'll be there throughout the weekend at our Bull Falls radio booth. And again, it is in the exhibition building, big building right in the middle, and it's in the southwest wing because they have different wings and they have different booths, and everybody's there. Hey, if you see the Republican booth, you know you're close by. We're right we're just a couple of slots away from the Republican booth. So come on down, say hello. We'd love to see you, and it was fun talking to a bunch of folks yesterday as well. So
very much.
I do say it's been a long week. It feels like I've been out there a long time already, and we still have three more days to go.
I know. It feels like this week has just been just like you're walking through molasses.
I know.
It's so slow. It's like, I mean, it's like you sit there at the booth for like 3 hours, and you get done. It's like, my gosh, it feels like I was there for 6 hours.
No, you're exactly right. So the time is 8:18 again. Lots of sunshine. We're expecting a lot of sunshine throughout the course of the day. We'll talk a little bit about the weather coming up. I'll see whether or not Brittany calls in. I'm not sure at this point. She was not on with Pat. Let me see. Actually, I'm going to give... Let's see. Did she get back to me yet here? No, I don't think we're going to hear, but hey, there's a little mystery
here. It'd be a nice surprise if she does.
It would be, because she's been a little bit under the weather throughout the course of this week, and hopefully she'll be feeling better, and maybe, who knows, maybe in a minute we'll hear Brittany. The only way to find out is to stay right here.
Yep.
Coming up, we'll take a peek at the weather, we'll talk a little about Chris Conley, and we'll talk a whole bunch about other things as well. Glad you could be with us. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Hopefully you're listening to my words, or else there'd be no reason for me to talk at all. Missing Persons. I love Missing Persons. 1980s. Love some Missing Persons. I love the 80s. Some people hate the 80s music, but I grew up during it, so I enjoy it.
I like the 80s music, too.
All right. Giving you a little history lesson, you know, because you weren't even around in the 1980s.
No,
you weren't even
born.
Yeah, so I was growing up and getting all that 80s music, and we tried to give you a taste of it in and out of our breaks here on this program, and that's one of the nice things. Get a chance to be able to choose the music that you hear going in and out of the breaks here on this program. One of the powers of having my name on the program. I am Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I do not see Brittany. Brittany did not call in, did she?
No, she did not. No.
And it's not surprising. I was not expecting her to because she was not on with Pat Kreitler. She does a weather segment during Pat's show just after 7 o'clock in the morning, and she's been under the weather all week long. Hopefully that she is going to feel better, get through the weekend. The only bad part is because she's been under the weather, has not been able to come out to the park, because last year she was able to come out and join us during the Wisconsin Valley Fair, be part of our crew at the booth that we have at Marathon Park. But unfortunately, with her being under the weather, and the last place I think you want to be is in that very hot, very sticky exhibition building, where it's not the greatest place to be to try to get over anything. So
no, it is not.
Unfortunately, not been able to join us over at Marathon Park this week, but still, we love to see you when we get out there a little bit later on today. But even without Brittany, let's take a peek look at the weather, because we are heading towards the weekend. A lot of activities going on, and today, again, sunny skies, lots of sunshine. The temperature will rise. High temperature expected to be around 87 degrees. North-northwest winds around 7 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies. Look for a low around 58. North winds at 3 to 6 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny skies, just a touch cooler. 84 degrees for the high temperature tomorrow. And again, light and variable winds. We are not seeing a lot of wind. I think when it's hot, I actually like to have a little bit of a breeze. We haven't had a whole lot of wind. The winds will become northwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. And then on Sunday, there is now a chance, a 30% chance, not a great chance, but a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m. Then a chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. A chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. But still, we're going to see plenty of sunny skies. Mostly sunny expected for the most part on Sunday. And again, a bit cooler and a high near 80. But the good news is, I mentioned earlier that high school football, they start practice for the 11-player teams next week. Mm-hmm. And starting on Monday, temperatures take a pretty significant dip. In fact, looking at the forecast for the work week next week, and again, it can change as we get closer and closer, but right now, Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high of only 71. And then we see lots of sunshine after that. According to the forecast right now for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, lots of sunshine, but the temperature is almost perfect in my mind. 71 or 72 degrees each of those days.
Oh, it should be a very nice...
And it's going to feel so refreshing after all these really hot and humid days. When you get sunny and about 72 degrees, it's probably going to feel almost cool because of how hot it's been so far this week.
I'd be okay with that.
I'm okay with it as well. So
better
again,
than roasting at the fair like we have been.
So, yeah, we're going to have to be nice and warm at the fair for the rest of the weekend. But then starting next week, things will start to cool down. In fact, you know, as we get into August, it's always called the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
But then when you get to September, then you have basically the possibility of anything. It could still be very warm.
You never know.
But then it could actually get pretty chilly as well. So, again, you have to enjoy the heat, because it's not going to hang around that much longer. Once we get to September, you just don't know. But right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, fair skies, temperature of 65 degrees. Winds are out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 63, relative humidity of 93%. The barometer at 30.01 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Among the activities this week as well, weekend, Packers have their family night. And if you want tickets to family night, too bad. They are sold out at Lambeau Field for tomorrow night. And the good news is, so often during family night activities, they've been either postponed or delayed because of lightning. And in fact, last night was the first NFL game of the season, the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. And I know the Bears were in it. I forget who they were playing because I don't care about preseason football. But they had thunderstorms that rolled through Canton, Ohio, and they called off the game. And they've had that problem at family night from time to time where they'll have all these, you know, 70-some thousand people in Lambeau Field, and then a thunderstorm would come through, and they'd have to get everybody out of the stadium. They had to go back underneath where, you know, underneath, because if you're out in the in Lambeau Field, the lightning could, you know, drill you, and you don't want that. So they get all these people out very quickly. They do a very nice job of it. But this time of year, you never know when those thunderstorms can pop through. And the good news is for Saturday night right now, no chance of rain, no chance of thunderstorms. As we talked about, it's still going to be warm, but in the evening, things will cool off.
Yeah.
So if you do have tickets to family night tomorrow night, and I know a lot of folks from central Wisconsin go to family night. In fact, our guest in the second hour, Paul Mickley, I know he's gone to that a few times with his kids. Have to find out if he's got tickets for this week's edition of family night. But again, the good news is for people, don't worry about it. Head over to Lambeau. Bring the kids, bring the family. It should be a wonderful night and a lot of fun to be had. And it's also just, again, as we talked earlier in the week, an opportunity to see Lambeau Field, to be able to experience it. And the tickets are so much less expensive for this than to a regular season game. And also, again, if you go in November and December, the weather could be a factor. And if you don't like sitting in the cold, it's much better to go here in the month of August and enjoy the Green Bay Packers.
I agree with that.
Yeah, we're talking football. I tell you, it's that time. It's that time to start to think about football and the start of the 2024 season. Mm-hmm. I think we'll probably get a little update on what's going on at training camp. Mike Clemens will have his sports report coming up in just a moment. We will have, as well, a look at news and weather, national and international news with CBS. We will have Terry Bell with our Civic Media Wisconsin News Update. And Brittany will have the local news and weather as well. We keep you up to speed on what's going on at the top and bottom of every hour here on Bull Falls Radio. Coming up after the news, it's time for a Chris Conley update and a few thoughts on Mr. Conley. So, if you,
this will be interesting, people, so stay tuned.
It is always interesting. So, yep, stick around. Time is 8:29. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:35 here on this Friday morning. Yep, we've made it to the end of another work week. Getting set for the weekend. Plenty of sunshine. Temperature in the upper 60s. Expect to get into the upper 80s before all is said and done today. And I brought into the studio our third person on Tuesdays and Fridays here for the month of August. Of course, Ian is across the way behind the glass in our producer's room. Normally next to Ian is our intern for the next month, Aiden Bennett. And Aiden, I thought, come on in the studio. I wanted to, you know, just mention to you that, you know, when you come in here, everything always looks like a smooth running machine, and you get to see what it's like when it's not smooth running, when we do have an issue like we do with our streaming. So sometimes you got to be able to roll with the punches in this business. So
yeah, you do.
If you want to learn something, you got to see when it's not working as well as when it is working as well. But I appreciate that you've had some good ideas in terms of just trying to troubleshoot it. Do you have a technical background in any way?
Kind of. I guess my mom works in like IT her whole life, so a little bit. Yeah.
So just by seeing what your mom does, you're able to have maybe an idea or two, because that's actually kind of what we're dealing with here with our online stream, not the audio stream that you get on bullfallsradio.com or on the Civic Media app, but our video stream, which you get on Facebook.com. But we're trying to figure that out, and hopefully we will do
that. Fingers crossed.
Exactly, yeah. Right. But, you know, you've been with us for a couple of weeks now. We're going to get you more involved, get you over there pushing some buttons like Ian does each and every morning. Have you found out anything interesting so far during your time here? Has it made you more interested in radio or less interested in radio? Have you enjoyed it so far?
I have enjoyed it. I don't know. I feel the same.
That's good to know. Because I know you had a chance to do a little bit of a job shadow over with one of the TV stations as well.
Yeah.
What's the biggest difference between radio and TV that you saw behind the scenes?
TV is not like, you don't have room to be creative, I guess.
Oh, it's all put in a very, yeah. You know, it's lined up.
It's
and
a
you,
list.
You got to make sure that you go straight down that line and, yes. And do it that way. And we have a little bit more of a free flow here on the radio side. That's a good thing. I enjoy that as well, that I'm able to kind of call audibles at the line of scrimmage from time. I have a plan. We all have a plan on what we're going to talk about, but
it's not a script.
Right. We do. I do not have a script in front of me.
It's a plan.
Ian does not have a script in front of him. It's all basically we fly without a net here as well. So yeah.
That's why stuff goes wrong.
That is exactly right.
In theater terms, we call that improv.
That is. Yeah, there's a lot of improv here.
It's a lot of improv.
Exactly right. But no, I just wanted to have you come on in here. I know that hopefully here in the next hour or so, Ian, get him in front of that board. We want him to have an opportunity.
You guys, I'll make sure that we do.
At some point here today. But Aiden, I'll let you get back to Ian. I just wanted to have you come on in here and again say hello. And again, glad you're enjoying it so far.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We are going to now talk a little bit about one Chris Conley.
Here we go.
And of course, you know, if you listen to this program, you know that I've talked from time to time, and Chris works just down the road here at WSAU. And of course, it has been the conservative powerhouse in radio here in North Central Wisconsin for a while. And the reason I talk about it is because one thing that I get annoyed by is hypocrisy. Yeah. And he comes across and talks on the airwaves and again puts out these, and I got very annoyed just last week where he put, I thought, a very unfair commentary against the Vice President of the United States. And and at the same time, he's been dealing over the last 9-10 months with not one but two different issues with the law. And he comes across as this law and order guy, this guy that, you know, believes everybody needs to be put in their place and you know, has all these commentaries every Friday. I haven't even looked today. I'm going to bring it up right now. Yeah. See what Chris is writing about, because on Fridays, he writes about religion.
Yeah.
He is not...
Fridays on faith is what he calls it.
He is not an ordained minister. He is not somebody that is a preacher. He is not somebody that is what you'd call an expert on religion. He thinks he's an expert on religion. Okay, here's
just a term for that. It's
Yeah. Holy cow.
What?
Holy cow.
You just
all right,
have an epiphany?
People. No. I brought up his commentary today. He's listening. I got goosebumps. Friday on Faith, who do you think you are? And you know who the you is?
Who's that?
It's your friendly host here on Bull Falls Radio, Chad Holmes.
Oh my goodness!
Well, we were just talking to Aiden. We were just talking to Aiden here about you know, improv and going off script. We're gonna be going off script here.
Oh my gosh!
So, hey, we have some listeners over on WSAU.
How about
okay? Before I haven't even looked at it yet. I just know I saw the first words about another radio host, and it's got to be me, right? It can't be somebody else.
I don't think so.
But yesterday, he was back in court, and, you know, he had his charges dropped. Good for him. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Charges dropped. Second time he's got into trouble, charges dropped. So I guess we'll start there. And I put out a posting on my Facebook that kind of noted that, and I congratulated him for it. Tongue-in-cheek, of course.
Yeah.
But apparently he doesn't like it. All righty then. Let's see what Mr. Conley has to say about your friendly radio host here.
Okay,
shall I read it? Because it's new to me.
It was just for the heck of it.
This is this morning. It came out in the last hour, so I didn't even know about
this. Oh, so it's pretty recent.
Yep, today, this morning. There is another host on another radio station in town.
Hey, you know, that's,
okay.
Doesn't mention my name yet. Who regularly reads and talks about these Conley commentaries.
Okay.
That's exactly right. That's hey, right. He should be thrilled because I'm giving promotional. I'm giving him paid advertisements without him paying
publicity.
For it.
You free. Shouldn't be complaining about
exactly,
that.
Exactly. And by the way, before I continue, if you would like to get involved in our conversation, feel free. You can send us a text or give us a call at 715-382-9297. If you think I'm being unfair to Mr. Conley, I would love to hear about that. If you have thoughts on it, feel free to comment on it as well. 715-382-9297. But, and again, I knew this is where he would go.
Oh,
I knew this is where he'd go. It's about the ratings in the audience. I will say, Chris, your audience is much bigger than my audience is.
Absolutely.
This is not about me trying to get a bigger audience. This is me saying stuff that I believe in.
Yeah.
I don't care if there are three people out there tuned in right now. I appreciate the folks that are out there right now tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the fact that that you have chosen to tune in to Bull Falls Radio. And that Chris says, I've got an audience of tens of thousands. Yeah, he may well. He's got a big audience.
Mm-hmm.
All right. His audience is in the hundreds. Hey, I am thrilled it's in the hundreds. I am thrilled it's in the hundreds. So,
yeah.
Again, if he thinks that's a burn, fine. It's a burn. Okay, so, and I've
says.
Said this. I've said, who is he to talk about matters of faith? And he answers this.
Okay.
So, and he goes into it, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Let's go to the end. So, who do I think I am? Because I've said this. Who does he think he is talking about the faith?
Yeah.
He says, I'm nobody particularly important. I'm in need of God's grace and forgiveness. Yes, he is.
Okay.
But, okay, good. Hey, folks, if you want to read it, he basically... He doesn't. I don't think he says anything about his recent legal issues, but I've only skimmed it. So
yeah.
I'm not going to read the entirety today. Sometimes I go through it and I do. So, but at this point, hey, the thing is, I'm not saying I'm better than Chris Conley either.
No,
I find it annoying where he puts in these commentaries his judgment on others. And just last week, his judgment on the vice president of the United States, implying that she slept her way to the top.
Yeah.
And I really got annoyed by that. And this is a guy of faith basically using that, you know, this gutter politics that that the right has been using concerning the vice president since she became the presumptive nominee. So, again. Hey, I am thrilled that they noticed. I am,
yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, they've given me a little free publicity. I've been giving him a lot of free publicity. Now he's given me a little free publicity. And yes, I will say it. Hey, WSAU has a much bigger ratings pull right now. But
they do.
The goal is to get more people tuned in here. We would love to have more people listen in. So I'm thrilled that get a little free publicity here. But the bottom line is, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Having a microphone is not just a right. It's not a right. It's not a right at all.
No.
It's a privilege, and it's a responsibility.
Absolutely.
And again, I've said this, and again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my bosses would be okay with me getting arrested multiple times and keeping me on the air, but I don't think it would be that way.
No.
Jorge is a vice president of Civic Media. He's with us this week helping us out at the fair. And I said that to him yesterday. I said, because we brought this up when I saw that yesterday's hearing came through and the charges again were dropped. And again, innocent until proven guilty. Maybe there's just been a misunderstanding here. Maybe in the Conley household there was a misunderstanding. And if that's the case, I apologize. If he did nothing wrong here, I apologize. I mean, I don't mean to be, but I just find the idea that the police were called in again in this domestic dispute where there's been charges that then were filed. Number one, police were called in. They came and investigated. They found reason to arrest him. The prosecutors found reason to put up charges. And often in these cases, we've seen this. And I mentioned the O.J. Simpson case previously, where during the course of his marriage, there were many times police were called in due to a domestic disturbance, but so often his wife would say, well, I don't want to pursue it. And then the charges are dropped. It doesn't mean nothing wrong happened. Mm. But I just find the idea where you're holding yourself above, and I find it interesting that he says he's just a normal. He holds himself above folks a lot when it comes to his commentaries that somehow, you know, WSAU, the big powerhouse. And again, I find it very interesting. That's where he started. That somehow, again, I'm not really that important, but I've got this massive audience while you got, you know, a very small audience. And I acknowledge the fact that, and number, you know, one reason for that is we are a much smaller radio station. We're a 1,000 watt AM and a 315 watt FM that basically covers the Wausau area. He's part of a station that covers the entirety of central Wisconsin. I mean, they've got a stick in Plover, so it covers, I mean, a massive amount of area. So, of course, they got a lot more folks. We talk about the math when we talk about the number for the day. Well, the math says that they're going to have a bigger audience. And frankly, I don't care. I do care because we need an audience in order to keep the doors open and keep my job. But I don't care about the number of people that are tuned into me when I'm talking about things I believe in and things that I believe to be the truth. So again, if he feels like his audience gives him a right to, you know, I think we'll go into the gutter when it comes to Kamala Harris and some other folks, fine. Go for it. People on the right enjoy that kind of stuff, and you'll get a big audience. But at the same time, I do think that it's important to say that, hey, if I say or do something in my life that causes embarrassment for my employer, I think I'll be called on it. And the fact that nobody else seems to be talking about this doesn't really mean a lot. So, again, so good for him. Good for him having a big audience. Good for him. And he's going to continue his Fridays on faith and go from there. But hey, I gotta tell you, you know, you talk about, you know, improv. That was some improv right there. That
was definitely
I said because I wasn't planning on opening up and seeing, hey, what's Chris talking about today? He's talking about me. Huh. Oh man, I gotta say that was a bit of a rush. So take it as you will, folks. I'm not saying you have to trust me implicitly. But I do my darndest to try to maybe bring a little bit of a different perspective out there.
Absolutely.
The time is 8:49. More to come here on Bull Falls Radio.
Radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52 here on this sunny Friday morning. Yep, sunny skies. By the way, oh, first of all, before I go any further, we just heard a promo for the Need for a Salesperson. And yes, we may not have the audience size that WSAU has. It may be a little bit more difficult, you know, going out there and selling because we are not the massive, huge stick and sticks of WSAU that has tens of thousands of listeners. And again, by the way, Let me finish this. I have so many thoughts here on my improv here this
one
morning.
One thought at a time. It's okay.
So let's continue here. But again, if you're somebody that is either has sales experience or even may not have a lot of sales experience, but would be interested in learning more about the opportunities here at Bow Falls Radio and Civic Media, we do have openings in our sales staff. And again, an opportunity to sell this program to its hundreds of listeners, as Chris Conley says, sell the other programs here on Bow Falls Radio, sell our high school sports, and again, great opportunities. We would love to talk to you. And if you'd like to get more information or just talk to me about what working here at Civic Media is like, and I'll say it has been fantastic, would love to hear from you. And again, you can send us an email, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That is chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. And again, we can get together and get you some information. And again, I would say that I have been thrilled, as we mentioned yesterday. Yesterday was our two-year anniversary. Mm. August the 1st of 2022 was when Civic Media bought WXCO Radio. And then when the sale occurred, I was the one that stayed with it. Ian also stayed with us.
You
did it right, though. You stayed with both sides. you were able to keep one foot in here and then one foot over at the old place as well. So
yeah.
So you played your cards exceptionally well. But again,
I just got lucky, honestly.
But we let you on the air here. That's the big thing, right?
I'm very honored with that, because it's not a right, it's a privilege.
Exactly.
I do my best not to abuse that.
And please, please, please avoid getting arrested.
Yes,
we want
absolutely
to make sure that you do not get arrested. So, but again,
if I got arrested, if I got arrested,
you would not enjoy the conversation I would have.
I wouldn't
with
want
you
to be put back on the radio anyway, because that'd be a bad example.
Yeah. But folks, again, working here at Civic Media has been a real joy for the last 2 years. And if you'd like to be part of our team, again, send me an email, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, or just go to our website and you can find a link to contact us as well. But I was going to say, my mind is now just,
quite a few different thoughts.
I know, but the idea that might makes right, because that's what he's saying. That when I got this big audience and you don't have the big audience, might makes right. No, it doesn't. Right makes right.
Yeah.
It does. Right makes right.
Just because
right.
You have a lot of people that believe something, it doesn't mean it's automatically a true. You know, you can't just assume that, just because all these people are thinking it, it must be right.
Well, that's what.
No, it's
yeah.
Like, you have to question it. You have to ask people, okay, why do you think it's right? And then you ask other people on the other side, why do you think it's right? And then you can compare and try to get both sides. And then you yourself have to determine who is right. Just you have to hear both sides of the story. You can't just follow the crowd just because it's what everybody else. Thanks.
Right. He's reading my commentaries on the air, and yep, I do, because I get annoyed, because last week when he wrote about how, well, we don't let all candidates on, we just let our favorite candidates on because of the ratings. Again, everything's about the ratings. Everything's about
the
ratings. No, it's not all about the ratings.
So hypocritical.
It's just wrong. It's not about being the big audience means we're doing the right things. No, sometimes informing the public, giving them all the information they need to make the right choices when it comes to election day, that's kind of important. And not every candidate is probably the most entertaining person to bring on the radio, but at the same time,
they still have a right to be heard.
They certainly do, and that's why we bring on Republicans and Democrats. Hey, I get people that say, "Hey, why do you bring that Republican on the air?" Well, it's because it's the right thing to do.
I get both sides of the issue.
Exactly.
Both sides have something to offer.
Exactly. And again, it just shows, again, the conversation that can be had. It can be done in a respectful way, and we can get the information out there for you to be able to make the right choice when you go to the booth and to be able to go on and, you know, again, democracy, civics, doing the right things. It's not about, again, you know, how much money you can make, because we see so many of the super rich. It's all about making sure you get more and more and more. No, might does not make right. Right makes right. So,
absolutely.
Again, I'm sure we'll talk more about this as we continue, because it's...
Maybe Chris Connolly will have more commentaries about you in the upcoming weeks.
Maybe. Keep talking. I bet you, and the thing that really, I never listen to their program, but I know lots of people do. I guarantee you they're talking on the air about us this morning.
Yeah, they'll definitely have a lot to talk about.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
It is.
Tens of thousands of people, as he talks about. His huge, massive audience is hearing about little old us.
Maybe some of their audience will come over here a little bit.
They're going to say, what's that crazy guy down the street talking about? Hey, well, I welcome all you folks. Hey, we got another hour to go. Paul Micklegg will join us. We're not going to talk about politics with Paul. We'll talk Wisconsin sports with Paul coming up. Time is 8:58. Information update coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.